What's up, everybody? Dre Fail here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with a very special guest, fresh off the release of her new EP. I'm here with Natasha Zimbaro. How's it going, Natasha?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm doing good. Just sitting here enjoying my Tim Hortons coffee. So we'll have a very Canadian phone interview.
Amazing. Have you won anything yet on Bullet the Room?
My ratio is not too good. I've won potato wedges, which was interesting, but yeah.
Okay, I actually won those as well.
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird, but we'll go with that. Winning is good.
That's right.
But you know what? Let's get right into some questions. I'm excited to get into the EP. First off, did you have an overall goal with this EP? I mean, is there one overall message, or is it kind of like an eclectic, multiple messages kind of thing?
You know what? I would say I wrote pieces of my life, my heart into this EP. Each song has a different story, and, you know, they were inspired by different times in my life. And I hope that, you know, these songs resonate with people wherever they are in their love journey or just in life in general.
Okay, so with, let's say, I'm going to ask you about my favorite song because I went through everything, and I find that the song Small Town Runaround has this, it's like a pop but country soft rock kind of mixture, and I feel like it's really trendy and something that would totally be perfect for the radio right now. So I want to know.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great song. I want to know what the story is behind it because, I don't know, this is a Hamilton-based media publication, and the kind of small-town feel kind of felt super appropriate for Hamilton musicians. So I was wondering the story behind it.
Of course. I would say that the main story behind it was I grew up in a small town, and, you know, everyone did know everyone, and, you know, word would spread really quickly just about anything. Like, I'm not even talking just about love, you know, just about whatever you were going through. And I think that really inspired the song for me because now I live in Toronto, and obviously that's a big city, and it's, you know, people don't know each other like they do in a small town. So for me, I just went back to the time where I lived in the small town and things that, you know, would spread and the gossip and the rumors. And, you know, I kind of put myself back into high school for a moment when I was writing this song, just because that is something that would always happen in high school. And I hope people, you know, take it and can use it in their life.
Yeah, totally. I find, like, there's always that part of you that remembers periods of high school because it was that real transition from the beginning of getting into the adulthood mindset. So I feel like that's why that high school vibe kind of really connects with people.
Exactly. And, you know, for me, I actually left high school a little bit early to homeschool myself. One of the biggest reasons for that was just that, for one, I was traveling. And another reason was, you know, at the time I was young, but I was doing things that kids my age didn't get to do, like sing at major functions, big sporting events, and things like that. And I think that, you know, kids can be very judgmental and can spread rumors and lies about someone, you know, to try to stab them in the back or whatever. And I feel like I kind of took myself back to that place when I was writing that song, just, you know, just that really inspired it for me.
Yeah, totally. Now, with this, like, I guess this would bring us to the kind of the grind of everything. And as you go through the different stages of your career, what would you say has been the biggest obstacle for you? I mean, it could be in this EP journey or throughout the whole career itself, but I'm curious what has been the biggest struggle for you as an artist.
I think for me, I would just say that it takes a long time, and that goes for anything that you do in life. You know, anything that is worth doing, you know, will take a long time to achieve, and a lot of hard work will have to be put into it. And I think for me, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, persistence is key. And I'm finally just releasing my first EP after all these years, even though I've had, you know, singles out with my old band and a single out with this country, from this country album as well. But this is my first EP. So I think really persistence is the main thing, and just working really, really hard. I don't think I've ever necessarily struggled, because I've always been working hard towards my dream. But, you know, I would tell anyone starting out or working hard towards something they want to achieve is just to never give up, because it's a grind for sure, but it'll be worth it in the end.
Did you see a big difference between, because I know you've done, like, you've worked with a label, you've done the independent thing. With this EP specifically, was there a huge difference in the way you went about creating the music, like the process itself?
I think that I had an amazing team with me, and I wrote these songs with some incredible writers, and I think that really helped the EP become what it is. And I had the ideas going into the songwriting sessions, but they really helped me bring the songs to life, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Are you the kind of artist that writes just a bunch of songs and then kind of picks the right one? Like, is there a bunch of, like, kind of throwaway tracks that didn't make the EP, or are you
No, there definitely was. I spent a lot of time in Nashville, and even just at home, like, I'd write a lot, and, you know, some were keepers and some just didn't quite make the cut, but, you know, maybe they will one day, but just not this time.
Yeah, completely. And when making those songs, what kind of influences, like, compared to, like, let's say, what were you listening to when you were growing up, and can we hear any of these influences maybe coming through some of the songs on the EP?
I think so. Growing up, my first concert was Shania Twain, so I went to see her when I was 7. So that was obviously a big part of this EP was just her, because I listened to her growing up. And, you know, I also listened to Carrie Underwood, but then I listened to Celine Dion and Katy Perry and you know, a bunch of artists that are not country as well. So I love all genres of music, but I think, you know, growing up, I sang country music. So Carrie Underwood and Martina McBride and Faith Hill and Shania Twain definitely influenced me with these songs on this EP.
Lastly, before we go, I always like to ask guests to define their version of success. What emotions or things would need to be in someone's life for you to classify them as being successful?
You know, that's really hard, because everyone defines success differently, I would say. You know, for me, it's just really nice to see something like my EP come out after years and years of hard work. To me, you know, that's really exciting. And I hope that I can be singing these songs in front of our audiences soon. And I hope that, you know, they'll know the words and sing it back to me, because that was always a really cool part when I was performing with Party Hero, my old band. We would perform and the audience would sing the songs as well. And that's just a really cool feeling. So I think as a singer, that is, you know, a way to determine success. If people, you know, can sing the songs, obviously, you know, that they mean something to them. So that to me is probably what defines it.
So for you, would you definitely say that the journey itself is what, I mean, you look forward to the most?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, every day is different, and I'm excited with everything I do that has to do with music. And I feel grateful and blessed that I get the opportunity to sing in front of crowds. And I think you're right. I think every day along the journey is what defines it for me.
Natasha, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to chat.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
If you're listening to this interview, please be sure to check out Natasha's new EP, which is on iTunes. And you can keep up to date with her at natashazanbarro.com. You'll find all her social media and everything you need to know on her website. Natasha, thanks again, and I wish you continued success in the future.
Thank you.